With me now is a guy called Roy Stride. Roy is one of the successful members alongside Greg Churchhouse and Pete Ellen from Scouting for Girls. Now, Scouting for Girls, we all know about them, don't we? Burst onto the scene in 2007 with their self-proclaimed album, Scouting for Girls. Immensely successful over their career so far, sold over 1.5 million albums, 2 million singles, had 4 Brit Award nominations, an Ivor Novello nomination, 4 top 10 singles. Oh, it goes on. Sold out Wembley Arena, sold out the Royal Albert Hall, had a series of hit singles that have been massive smashes all over the radio. And 10 years later, Scouting for Girls proved that they're unstoppable and they're going to go out on the road again. We'll talk about that a bit later. But first of all, big round of applause and a big thank you, Roy Stride.
Hello. Lovely. Come on. I've got an audience.
How about that for an introduction, Roy?
it was very nice, thank you.
Thanks for taking the time out. I know you've got a busy schedule. First of all, you're kind of local lads from Ruislip. The three of you sort of grew up together in Ruislip. Was it always music for you?
It wasn't straight away. Not like it's not something which I've done when I was very young. But from about the age of 13 was when I got into it. Me and Greg were at school. We met the first day of secondary school at Queensmead School in South Ruislip.
Yep, I know it.
And we saw a drum kit being taken across the playground into the music room, and we thought that may be one way of us finally getting a girlfriend.
Maybe I should take up the drums then.
So we started playing the drums together, and then I discovered a guitar in my mum's cupboard. She used to play in folk bands in the 60s, and I started writing my own songs because I couldn't work out how to play other people's.
So you started, you're at school. So if you wasn't going to be a musician, was there anything else you had your eye on that you was interested in?
I went to university and I stayed in London. I was at Queen Mary's. But I did that because it was just 2 days a week. I studied English, and so it meant I had like more time for music.
I mean, who was your early influences? Now, we spoke before, and I used to go out in Ruislip when I was younger, the White Bear, the Swan, the Middlesex Arms, and you're telling me you used to...
Have you been to the White Bear recently?
I haven't recently. No, I haven't recently. Have you?
I went back to Ruislip when I was back there this summer. And the White Bear was such a dump.
Oh, was that?
Previously. And now it's turned into this incredible gastro pub.
Oh, really, is it? Yeah, when I used to go there, it was a bit spit and sawdust, I must say.
Yeah.
And also Middlesex Arms, and you'd played there, haven't you?
The Middlesex Arms was probably one of the first gigs we ever did. The first gig I ever went to was actually at the Watford Coliseum.
Oh, was it?
And we went to see Suede.
Oh.
And it was that Britpop time, and I was,
yeah,
you know, just absolutely mad on, you know, Blur, Oasis.
That was going to be one of my questions a bit later on. Would you ever come and play the Watford Coliseum?
Do you know what? I'd love to play the Watford Coliseum.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
We were down for a festival in Castlebury Park for the last 2 years. The festival's never quite got off the ground.
It didn't happen, did it?
You know, we always get booked provisionally, and then they don't get it quite together. So we actually were in Castlebury Park this summer doing a charity walk for Alzheimer's.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, good work on you. Good work to you,
yeah,
lads.
Thanks.
So who was your musical influences as you was growing up then?
Well, as I said, like Britpop, like Blur, Oasis, Smith, Stone Roses, they were the things that really caught me when I was a teenager. And then through them, I sort of discovered all the 60s stuff, because that was what all Britpop were referencing. So, you know, through Oasis, I discovered the Beatles.
Fantastic. Have you met any of these particular people or groups or guys that you're talking about who had influences on you? And did you tell them when you met them?
Yeah, old idols. I have met some, and some have been really lovely, and some... yeah, maybe. I did meet my favourite band of all time, actually, is R.E.M., and we played at the same festival with them in Ireland, and I got to say hello there.
Oh, that must have been fantastic.
Really badly. Yeah.
So some of your earlier music, I say earlier music, makes you sound so old, sorry. She's the Lovely, This Ain't a Love Song, Elvis Ain't Dead, Heartbeat, How, you know, etc. I Wish I Was James Bond, I love that. And also you reference Michaela Strachan in one of your tracks. How do you go about writing those types of music? And you've known in for your hooks, the hooks that you put in each of your tracks.
Well, musically, I was all about hooks. I sort of, when I was younger, I grew up listening to lots of 60s pop music, which is all hook, 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 you know, 2 minute songs. And so I was always very much into like simple melodic hooks. The lyrics came about, it was at that sort of time where Lily Allen and Kate Nash were out. And previously my lyrics were always pretty nonsensical. And then I just started writing slightly, well, it was actually my manager suggested, I put some slightly cleverer, funny lyrics. When I started doing that, that's when the band suddenly got successful.
Absolutely. Right, we're going to play, I must say, I love the lyrics, Kissing All the Girls and Blow the Bad Guys Away. I must say, that is one of my favourite lyrics in any of his songs. We're going to play She's So Lovely. What's the story behind that? Is there a story behind it, or is it just, like you say, something you put down and you thought, you know what, that's catchy?
Do you know, it's got a bit of a Watford connection.
Eh? Ooh.
She's So Lovely actually took 2 years to write.
Wow.
So that it's not actually about a specific girl. It's about several.
Oh.
Nice girls. Including an old music teacher who we all fancied at school. And one of the women who, when I was writing the lyric, because I worked in Watford for about 5 years at Carphone Warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
At the one in the Harlequin.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. Remember, you probably served me in there, Roy.
I probably have, mate. I was there for like so long, and I remember being in one of the other shops. Oh no, and in Office World as well.
Oh, Office World. Yeah, I think I bought some staples off you once. I remember now.
Yeah, but there was this one very hot woman who used to always come in. She always had trouble with her phone, and literally we all fancied her. And that was, I was writing, and she was like, she was older, because that's what obviously the song is, you know, she's 30.
Yeah.
And at the time I was like sort of 20 or something. So.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I didn't realise that. Right, we're going to play it. And this is Scouting for Girls, and She's So Lovely.
Vibe 107.6.
That's Scouting for Girls, and She's So Lovely. Still with me is Roy Stride from Scouting for Girls, hanging about. Thanks for staying with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
I want to talk about your new music, of course, Dancing in the Daylight, and obviously the new album, 10 Add 10, that's out at the moment. The sort of what's behind that, why now. You've been doing so many gigs over the years. I think you're kind of known now as a big gigging band. And you're on a UK tour. First of all, Dancing in the Daylight, how did that come about?
Well, the whole project started because it was our 10th anniversary from the first album when we got signed. And so we did a gig at the beginning of the year at Bush Hall, where we, it's only 300 capacity, but we put a, you had to like go in, not an auction, in a ballot to get a ticket. And we had 30,000 people apply.
That's right, and only 300 tickets, wasn't they?
Yeah, which was amazing. And then we re-released the first album with a live album, which is like our first live album. And then Sony came to us saying that they were going to do another best of collection. And I had a couple of songs knocking around, which I thought would be great for like an EP. And then I realised it was like 10. So the album is 10 out of 10, which is 10 old songs, like She's So Lovely, Heartbeat, James Bond, The 10 Love Song, plus 10 brand new ones. And Dancing in the Daylight was the one that felt most like that album one sound. It's really upbeat, up-tempo.
When you hear it, when I first heard it, Dancing in the Daylight, and I didn't actually know it's when I first heard it, and I thought, that sounds like Scouting for Girls. That's got that sound about it. And first of all, I thought, is it one of your songs from back then that I didn't really know and then listened to it, and obviously, of course, then realised it was your new stuff out?
Well, that's exactly the plan.
Well, it's exactly worked, mate. You're gigging at the minute. Well, you played out in the Shetland Isles and Orkney. Now, how was that? How did that come about? And how was it?
We wanted to do this for ages as well. It's a Highlands and Islands tour. We've never done it because they say you don't make any money. So
yeah.
But we really wanted to. We love the promoter, and it was a chance to visit places I've always wanted to go, like Shetland, Orkney, Stornoway, Inverness, Forest, you know.
Yeah.
An amazing time. And it gave us a week to, like, work out the set for the main tour, which starts tonight in Glasgow and goes throughout the country. And then there's one to Watford. We're playing London Palladium twice, actually. We've got an evening show and a matinee. So people can come with their kids and their grandparents, you know, have a whole family day out before Christmas.
Absolutely. I'm going to make sure I get tickets to come and see the matinee, because I believe that the evening is sold out. So we need to do some more gigs down there as well. Also, this week, also you're at you're going to Northern Ireland, you're going to Dublin, you're Sheffield, Leeds, Cardiff, Reading, Bournemouth, Norwich, Cambridge, Southend, Newcastle, Guildford, Liverpool, Leicester, Oxford, Nottingham, Birmingham, Bristol, and finishing off in Manchester. Wow, that's a lot on the road, isn't it? What's the best gig you've...
Scary, yeah.
What's... No time for sleep. Wrap this interview up, Lee. I've got to go.
To be honest, it's really lovely. Like, all I'm really doing is, like,
an hour and a half's work a day.
It's brilliant though, isn't it? It must be absolutely brilliant. What's the best gig you've ever done? Where's the best place you've ever played that's most memorable?
Do you know, it's usually not the most obvious ones. It's usually when something goes wrong or something is unique that you remind you of a gig.
Yeah.
The Wembley Arena was incredible for us. That was insane. But sometimes it can be a little gig. Like we played a place called Burnham.
Burnham Beaches.
It's not even Burnham Beaches. It's near Perth in Scotland.
Oh, up there.
That Highlands and Islands tour. Yeah. And it was only 250 people. So you play literally church halls or, you know, or small theatres. But it was just such an amazing, fun crowd. So, it was a real highlight for me.
Something like that. How does something like that you put together? You know, like you say, you know, financially it has to work for everybody because there's, you know, it's a whole team of people putting these gigs together. So if you've only got 250 people, you know, how do gigs like that work? How does the logistics of it all work? Working for nothing.
Exactly. That's why it's taken us 10 years to do it.
Oh dear. So what's in the future for you once you finish this next year? What have you got? Have you got any plans? Do you think that far ahead? Or
do you know, I haven't thought anywhere ahead apart from this tour. Like, it's been a manic year because recorded an album, done like the live album. We've done all the big festivals this summer. We've got this tour. As soon as I finish, I'm just going to spend loads of time with my kids up to Christmas.
Yeah, good on you.
And then, in fact, actually, I am already booked in to produce 2 records and soundtrack a film.
Oh.
So it will be a lot more studio-based stuff, and I'm not sure when the next scouting stuff will be out. But we've already got gigs and festivals booked up for next year. So
fantastic. Look, okay, Roy, thank you so much. Oh, if you're ever down, I don't suppose you fancy, if you're ever down, you've got a spare moment, you could always do a little unplugged gig in the studio here with me.
Oh, okay, definitely. Next time we're nearby.
Next time you're near Watford, that'd be great. Look, good luck with the 10 Ad 10. Good luck with the rest of the tour and next year in the film stuff. Sounds fantastic. And, of course, Dancing in the Daylight. Roy, you've been an absolute star and good luck with everything you do.
Oh, mate, pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Cheers, Roy. Roy Stride from Scouting for Girls and this is Dancing in the Daylight.